Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
During this Lent, I watched a documentary from the end of the World War II. A military reporter caught a liberation of a certain concentration camp on camera. It would be very difficult to describe the joy and emotion of the prisoners who bore the marks of great suffering on their bodies. For them, liberation meant hope for a dignified life in which there would be no more torture of body and soul. Today we celebrate another victory, the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. This victory gives us great hope for a dignified life as God's children. Victory which crosses the threshold of death and entering eternal life. Let's try to look in more detail on how this victory of Christ touches us personally. If we truly celebrate the resurrection in our hearts, then we solemnly confess the faith that God is the Lord of life and death. We confess that He wants us to elevate the life He created into eternal life. If we really celebrate the resurrection in our hearts, then we confess that Christ rose from the dead on the third day. If we truly celebrate the resurrection in our hearts, we confess in the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus, who was crucified, who died, was resurrected by the Holy Spirit, by the same Spirit He's present among us today. If we truly celebrate the resurrection in our hearts, then we strive for a permanent relationship with Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead. It is a relationship of faith, hope, and love. If we truly celebrate the resurrection in our hearts, then in the light of faith, in the strength of hope and in sincere love, we transform ourselves according to the words of Jesus Christ, according to His commandments. And thus we prepare ourselves for our own resurrection when the time comes. Christ's victory gives us hope for a dignified life as God's children if we truly celebrate the resurrection within our heart. Easter can be celebrated in different ways. It can be happy, cheerful. It can be full of abundance of everything. But even then, we don't have to follow Christ's victory to touch us in any way. In that case, it may happen that we celebrate the resurrection only on external life, externally. But we continue to live a life as unworthy God's children. In this documentary, there was a little sequence. There was a truck driver who was carrying wood from the forest to the rail station. It was really cold. He was completely frozen, so he stopped at the pub for a hot tea to warm himself up. He was a good man. He was a Christian. He went to church every Sunday, and every time he could, or every time there was a service, he went. And when he entered the pub, one of the guys, his friends, who was sitting at the pub, at the time said to him, "You should leave church and come to be more often with us at the pub, to have a good time." And the driver said to him, "Lie down, die, live, and I will not go to church anymore." but I will stay with you. Until then, until we can do all these things, I will stay with Christ. This example reveals to us two examples of who and how they celebrate Holy Resurrection. The driver and the guys in the pub were Christians. They were actually in hiding Christians, so they don't get killed by communists. Together they celebrated the resurrection of Christ. But it is clear who accepted the offer of dignified life as a child of God, which is even by Christ's victory. There was another shot at the end of the documentary. The soldiers of the Allied army escorted the captured soldiers of the German army. And a long line of prisoners walked through the downtown of the city with their heads hanging because they lost. A crowd of people watched them from the sidewalks. But none of these people joined the procession. No one decided to share with them this undignified status of prisoner of a defeated army. It's quite natural. Who would do that? We would be very surprised if somebody out of nowhere joined the procession. If we realize the advantage of being on the side of the one who has won, then it will be not difficult for us to leave all that Christ has conquered and stand on His side, on the side of victory, by striving for a dignified life according to God's will and God's commandment. Today, tomorrow, next Sunday, we celebrate Christ's victory by remembering His holy resurrection. He didn't fight for Himself. In the Gospel, when we read 12 Gospels on Good Friday, He clearly says, I could have legions come down and show you off and escort me into the safety. He died for our freedom, for our salvation, for our want to change our life for better. Let's try not to waste with this enormous, uncomprehensible gift that He has given us. And let us always remember and be joyful that Christ has risen for each one of us. Christ is risen.